耶和华必然等候，要施恩给你们，必然兴起好怜悯你们。耶和华是公义的神，凡等候他的都是有福的。百姓必在锡安，在耶路撒冷居住，你不再哭泣，主必因你哀求的声音施恩给你，他听见的时候就必应允你。主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你眼必看见你的教师。你或向左向右，你必听见后边的声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。你雕刻偶像所包的银子和铸造偶像所造的金子，你要玷污，要抛弃，好像污秽之物，对偶像说，去吧。23节，你将种子扎在地里，主必降雨在其上，并使地所出的粮肥美丰富丰盛。到那时，你的牲畜必在宽阔的草场吃草，耕地的牛和驴驹必吃加盐的料，这料是用木坎和叉子酿净的。在大行杀戮的日子，高台倒塌的时候，各高山光明必有川流河涌。当耶和华前果他百姓的选处，医治他民边伤的日子，日光必像日光，月光必像日光，日光必加七倍，像七日的光一样。圣经读毕，愿神祝福他的话语。
依家系先到，今日嘅题目系最大的祝福。Today's title is the greatest blessing。我有请杨师。
请弟兄姊妹为我祷告。 Brothers and sisters, please pray for me. Every time I'm standing here and preach the word of God, please pray for me. 每一次在这里传讲上帝的说话的时候，请为我祷告。因为没有圣灵的同在，没有圣灵的声音，上帝的说话是没办法钉稳在我们的心里面。Without the blessing of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God cannot be nailed solid onto our heart. 今日的题目是最大的祝福，就在刚才读的21节，你就看到最大的祝福了。无论我们的人生去到哪一点，究竟我转左好呢，抑或是转右好呢，在那时好像有一个声音跟我们说，转左啦，不要转右，这条是正路啊，行在那里啦。你说是不是最大的祝福呢？ You know, the topic today is the greatest blessing. And you can see that in verse 21 that we just read. When we come to a certain point of our life, we don't know whether we better turn left or turn right. What decision that we're going to make? And by that time, you hear a voice telling you, no, don't turn left, turn right. This is the right way. Walk in it. Isn't that the greatest blessing of all?
各位兄弟姊妹，我们既然知道就真的要为我们的亲人，为我们的仔，为我们的女，为我们的朋友，我们所爱的人去祷告，求天父上帝将这个最大的祝福能够赐给我们，能够赐给他们。 最重要的了，有耶稣基督一路同我们同行，有主的圣灵一路同我们讲说话，教导我们，你不要这样想啊，你这样想就啱啦。一路有圣灵这样教导我们，你说多重要啦。 Brothers and sisters, now we know the greatest blessing, so please pray fervently for all your loved ones to have this greatest blessing, so that Jesus will walk with us and the Holy Spirit can speak to all of us. The Holy Spirit can speak to all of us. No, don't hold this attitude. This is not good. Or this attitude is good. Keep this attitude. It's the greatest blessing. It is the greatest blessing.
当我们的儿女或者我们所认识的人，他真的来到一些叫做 freeway 的门口， free 自由的公路，但有些 freeway 是叫做无神的，行这条路无神的，做什么就做什么、你想怎样就怎样。有时真的来到这些 freeway 的门口叫做无神，我们祷告主圣灵的声音提醒他们，不要走这条路，这条是错的路来的。但是事实上很多人走这条的 freeway 更多过揸 I-5 的人，很多人走这条的 freeway， 这条 freeway 的名字叫做无神而已，做什么就做什么啦。
When some of our loved ones about to take the freeway called no God, the freeway called no God, just do whatever you like, we pray that the voice of Jesus Christ, of the Holy Spirit, will warn them, no, this is not the right way, don't take this way. But the fact is, many people take this freeway.As many or even more than the people taking I-5.
最大的祝福就是，当我们来到人生某点，我转左好啊，抑或转右好啊的时候，有主的声音在这里提醒，不要走那里，走这里了，这个是正路。当我们这样去想一样东西的时候，究竟我是用这个态度好，还是用这种态度去面对好呢？有主的声音说，你不要用这样的态度，你不要这样想，你这样想就对了。这个真是最大的祝福。
This is the greatest blessing, with the voice, with the Lord coaching us, walking with us, don't think this way, think that way,Holding this attitude, it is right.
因为如果我们这样一步一步跟从主的时候，我们就不会荡失路了。主就会带领我们，带领我们的儿女，一步一步就去到上帝的地方，去到上帝的城市，去到天堂了。
Then we'll not get lost. Just follow the direction, follow the voice of the Lord one step at a time, and gradually it will lead us to paradise, the city of God.Heaven, it is the greatest blessing.
在刚才读的经文23、26节，很清楚让我们看到天堂的一个片段。23至26节，很清楚让我们看到。第23节让我们看到在天堂里面有很丰富、很有益的食物。第24节让我们看到牛、羊、马很健康、很肥壮。第25节俾我哋睇到高山流水绿草如茵。第26节俾我哋睇到日日嘅天气都系咁好，都系咁光明，咁多阳光，冇邪恶嘅势力，身体嘅病、心灵嘅伤口渐渐康复。你话系咪好好啦
？The scripture we just read from verse 23 to 26 has given us a quick look.At the paradise of God. Verse 23,
the rich and plentiful food. Verse 24, cattle, oxen, donkeys are all healthy. Verse 25, streams of water will flow on every high mountain and every lofty hill. And verse 26, every day is a good day, full of sunshine, no darkness, no evil. All kinds of sickness and disease and hurt and pain gradually heal up. 各位弟兄姊妹，这个是最大的祝福。我们认清楚，有主和我们同在，有圣灵提醒我们怎样行，怎样想，怎样走，这个是最大的祝福。 We understand this is the greatest blessing with the voice of the Holy Spirit walking with us and speaking to us so that we'll take the right way. 这个是圣灵的声音，这个不是我们所说的 GPS 的声音。 GPS 可能会带领我们来得到这个教堂没荡失路，个 GPS 都会说话的，转右啦，在 Division 转左啦，在82街，再转右啦，在 Woodstock， 再转左啦，在49街，那你就来到长老会咯。那个是 GPS 的声音。 It is not the voice of a GPS. GPS can also lead you to this church. Okay, turn right, turn left, 82nd, and then turn right again, Woodstock, turn left, etc. will bring you to this church. But GPS cannot bring you to heaven. 但 GPS 没办法带领我们去到天堂。唯有主的圣灵能够带领我们一步一步在我们人生的方向里面一步一步走向上帝的城市。所以耶稣基督很清楚叫我们，你们祈求天父赐给你们圣灵，因为天父是会赐给你的，因为天父知道最重要就是得到圣灵带领你的人生的。 So that's why Jesus encouraged us to ask our Father for the Holy Spirit. Jesus said the Father will give you the Holy Spirit because the Father knows this is the greatest gift, the most important blessing. 因为天父是知道最重要是得到主的圣灵引导我们。兄弟姐妹，我们真的很需要圣灵的带领，然后走正确的路。刚才读的经文第21、第22节很清楚让我们看到，其实是很危险的，很容易走错路的，很容易受迷惑的，走下走下以为去天堂，但是落到地狱。刚才第21、第22节说那一个的欺骗者，那个魔鬼会将偶像，会将一些污糟的东西，邪恶的东西包装成金光闪闪的金银珠宝。第21、第22节说 It is very dangerous actually living in this world. It is so easy for us to take the wrong way. Because verses 21 and 22 of the scripture today said the deceiver, the devil, will decorate the dirty and evil stuff with sparkling gold and silver. It's so easy for us to be tempted and go into the wrong way.
举个例，你揸车去旅行，行紧一条嘅 highway， 睇到旁边嘅好大嘅路牌写住下个出口出啦，你睇到好多好美丽嘅酒店，金光闪闪的装饰，30元一晚咋，住呢啲酒店几平，仲可以免费食自助餐添啊！你可以喺度玩乜都得，若果你幸运嘅话咧，一晚你就发达啦。You know, just like you are driving a car, taking a vacation, running on a highway, you see the big billboards encouraging you to take the next exit.You see attractive pictures of hotels sparkling with gold and silver decorations.
only $30 a night with three delicious buffets. You can come and have all the fun there. If lucky, you can strike rich overnight.
多谢天父，我们有最大的祝福，因为我们每一个人揸紧车，耶稣同我们一起，有圣灵同我们讲说话，告诉我听，这个不是好的地方，这个不是好的，不要在那里出，贪心就是拜偶像的了，最后引导很多人去到地狱的。
Thank God we have the greatest blessing. We are not alone. Jesus is riding in a car with us. The Holy Spirit will speak to us. This is not the right way. Don't take the exit. Greed is idol worshipping, leading you to hell. Greatest blessing. We are not alone. Jesus Christ riding in a car with us, and the Holy Spirit will speak to us and warn us every time. Isn't this the greatest blessing?
是不是最大的祝福呢？我们不会走迷路，一步一步带领我们就去到上帝的地方了，真是最大的祝福了。今天的经文18-20节告诉我们，很多千年上帝的人民都想得到这个最大的祝福，他们一直等，因为耶稣基督未出世，因为整本圣经未写成，因为五旬节圣灵大量降临的日子未发生，他们只有在等等等等这个最大的祝福。
Verses 18 to 20 today, let us know that for thousands of years, the people of God wanted to receive this greatest blessing, but Jesus had not been born yet, and the whole Bible had not been compiled yet.And the Pentecostal outpouring of the Holy Spirit had not happened yet.
他们只有等等等，而圣经形容他们以上帝用艰难当饼给他们吃，用困苦当水给他们喝。好像我们一样，在我们真真正正认识耶稣之前，在我们真真正正接受圣灵之前，你想回头，我们受了多少苦楚。我们不懂得祷告依靠祂，我们不懂得听圣灵的感动。我们在认识耶稣基督之前，我们在受圣灵充满之前，你说我们 花了多少时间，我们受了多少苦头，吃了多少苦楚啊，跟我们一样。
You know, all they could do was waiting, waiting, waiting. And the Bible said they had been eating the bread of adversity and drinking the water of affliction.And just like all of us, before we truly know Jesus Christ, before we truly receive the Holy Spirit, we eat the bread of adversity and drink the water of affliction. We had been suffering because we did not know Jesus. We had not received the Holy Spirit.
我们现在有很大的祝福，等一阵间我们就是纪念耶稣基督的圣餐。我们不再吃艰难的饼，我们不再喝困苦的水，我们吃喝耶稣基督，我们吃耶稣基督，我们喝耶稣基督，我们不再吃艰难的饼，我们不再喝困苦的水，因为我们有最大的祝福跟我们一起了。今天
And now we can enjoy the greatest blessing. Just minutes later, we will have the Lord's Supper. We will have the Lord's Supper. We do not eat the bread of adversity. We do not drink the water of affliction. We will eat Jesus. We will drink Jesus. We will have Jesus into our life. And will not be alone anymore.
这个就是上帝在第二十节那一个的诺言。第二十节说，你的老师却不再隐藏，你的眼会见到你的老师，我们的耶稣基督。
And this is the promise God made in verse 20. Your teacher will be hidden no more. With your eyes, with your own eyes, you will see your teachers. This is the promise that God made fulfilled.
耶稣来到这个世界拯救全人类，这件是一件大事， 整个人类的历史已经是改变了，整个人类的日历已经是改变了。今年是2016年，就是提醒我们耶稣基督这个最重要的老师已经来了世界2016年了，这个最大的祝福已经发生了。耶稣今天已经跟很多人同行，他们不感觉到孤单，圣灵已经住在很多人的心里面，而很多人已经拿着这本圣经有晒上帝全部的说话了，好宝贵。 And Jesus came and he did the greatest thing to save humanity. What he did was so big that human history and human calendar started anew. Today is the year 2016, reminding us that our teacher Jesus already came 2016 years ago.The greatest blessing already came, and now many people have Jesus Christ walking alongside with them. You have Jesus walking alongside with you. You are not alone. And I have Jesus walking alongside with me. I'm not alone, and Jesus is right here with us, and now we are commemorating Jesus Christ. We're not eating the bread of adversity. We are not drinking the water of affliction. We are eating Jesus. We are drinking Jesus today.Greatest blessing of all, 最大的福气已经发生了。所以我们多谢主，感恩，多谢主。我们一起祷告， Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your word of encouragement. Thank you for this greatest blessing. It's very different now. We know your Son Jesus Christ.We are not alone, and we have been filled with the Holy Spirit. We'll not get lost. Thank you. 多谢天父上帝，最大的福气。今日我们的老师没躲起，很清楚，在我们教堂这个玻璃已经看得很清楚，耶稣基督已经显现出来，整本圣经的说话已经写成，在我们手里面揸住。圣灵在心里面一路教导我们，甚至我们现在祈祷都是圣灵教我们怎样祷告，我们不会再荡失路。多谢你。 In the name of Jesus we pray， 奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿们。